The Third Victim, Disc 7.
Chapter 17. Thursday, May 17th, 1:28 p.m. They met Richard Mann in his office at the battered school, which had finally been opened up to staff members. He'd told Quincy he needed to catch up on paperwork, and Rainey's impression of the young counselor was of someone deeply disheartened. His face was pale, his eyes bruised. He'd made an effort to dress up for the meeting in tan khakis and a sage-colored sweater, but he maintained a certain rumpled air that spoke of sleepless nights and unanswered questions. Did he wonder if he should have seen the shooting coming? In the dark hours after midnight, did he think there was more he should have done? Rainey didn't know much about the man. She'd asked a few parents, all of whom said he seemed very nice. Inexperienced, a few commented, but hard-working in an earnest sort of way. Tuesday, when things had been hairy at the school, he'd certainly stepped up to the plate and done what she'd asked. There was something to be said for that. But Rainey still wondered about him and Miss Avalon. Even tired, Mann had that clean-cut, all-American look going for him. Trim figure, short-cropped brown hair, blue eyes. In a high school, he would have inspired half a dozen juvenile crushes. And at Bakersville's K-8? Officer Connor, Mann said with obvious surprise when she showed up in the doorway alongside Quincy. How nice to see you again. He smiled at her, clearly not alarmed by her presence, and held out a hand. Mr. Mann. Rainey accepted his handshake. Weak grip, she thought. Definitely young. Then added unnecessarily, not at all like Quincy. Oh, call me Richard. Mr. Mann is my father. I know the feeling. She and Quincy took seats. Located off the admissions office and next to Van der Zanden's room, Richard Mann's space was small but tidy. The main attraction was one large window overlooking the side of the school parking lot, which let in lots of sun. The floor was blue berber, the walls stark white, and the multitude of filing cabinets industrial gray. Except for two plants and one poster of cartoon faces demonstrating different human emotions, there wasn't much in the way of decorations. Definitely a bachelor's office, Rainey decided. She'd bet his apartment looked equally utilitarian.